types of, you know, what kind of games were prevalent in the area when you were young? Children have any particular type of games in the schoolyards? Or?
Yeah, generally we played baseball, what they call stingaree, with a rubber ball, in which you put the guy out by hitting him on the ass with the rubber ball.
Was that the target?
That was the target. Of course, the accuracy sometimes was not too good. But baseball and volleyball, basketball.
Okay. What about, were there any, like, now, with the games, like, would the boys stay pretty much together and the girls stay separate?
Almost always. Yeah, as far as I know, as far as I can remember, the games were always segregated.
As far as, you know, sex. Okay. How about, excuse me, what would you call a plank that was laid over maybe a sawhorse or a trestle of some kind, and the kid would get on one end, another kid would get on the other end, and they'd go up and down?
Seesaw.
All right. And if two kids were doing that and you saw them, you'd say they are?
Seesawing.
All right. Now, how about a board, maybe the same type of board, maybe it was a little bit limber in the middle, and it was attached to two stable ends, so it was attached to something like...
Springboard?
It would be like a springboard on
like a diving board on
right, except it would be attached to both ends and it would be jumping in the middle like a trampoline. You ever seen anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not common.
All right. How about the same type of board that would be attached in the middle to a stump or something where it would swivel and go around? You ever seen one of those?
Yeah, they, and I'm trying to think of the term we used. No, I can remember we had them, and you'd get one kid on each end, and somebody would get on, or two would get on and start pushing to see how fast they could go, but I can't remember the term.
Did you ever call them, were they ever called Jennies?
Jennies?
Yeah. Whirling flying Jennies, or merry-go-rounds, or a flying Dutchman, is that familiar? A riding horse?
No, none of those terms are familiar.
Be interesting to... But you can remember it.
But I do remember the thing, but I can't remember it in term for it.
Okay. How about off an oak tree or something, you'd have two ropes hanging down?
Swing.
Yeah. Any other terms you might use for that?
No, as far as I know, the only thing we ever used was swing.
Okay, if a person had a coal stove in the house, what would they use to carry coal, the small container they used to carry coal in?
Nobody down here had them.
Okay. And what would run from a stove to the chimney? If you had
stove pipe.
Okay. Is there any difference between a flue and a stove pipe?
Well, let's put it this way. As far as I know, the term flue was never used locally, to the best of my knowledge. And of course, there was damn little of that. The only places that had what you might call similar to a coal stove were those that use wood stoves. And there were some of those in some of the houses when I was a kid that I can remember.
They're always referred to.
And they referred to it as stove pipe, never as flue, as far as I can remember.
All right. Other than that, you don't think too much distinction between between a flue and a chimney?
No, a flue would be definitely a connection between the stove and the chimney.
Okay, but it wouldn't necessarily go straight through the ceiling?
No.
Okay.
If it went straight through the ceiling, it became a chimney.
All right. How about a small vehicle that has one wheel and two things that you carry, like somebody used to mix cement in or carry bricks?
Wheelbarrow.
All right. And what would you sharpen a scythe on, or something that you sharpen on?
I think they're always referred to just as a stone.
Okay, or machete. That might use a sharpen machete. How about a bigger one that might be used to sharpen hose or things like that that you have a crank or a pedal that you can turn?
Emery wheel.
Emery?
Or a grind wheel. Grind wheel is the common term.
Okay.